Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close. Face-off win, the rebound, and he scores! Barkov! 2-0 Florida! The captain chips in! And the Florida Panthers win this first-round playoff series. Florida beats Tampa Bay in a postseason series for the first time ever. And they do so in a gentleman's sweep in five games.
Across for Sagan. Wrist shot. Glove save. Knocked down by Thompson. The rebound. Score! He does it again. Wyatt Johnston ties it up. Steal from Delandria. Looks to center. Another bank shot attempt. Score! Did Delandria tip it home? The fourth line of the Dallas Stars strikes Delandria, and that will do it. Every game has been a road win so far in this series that is now deadlocked at two.
Four more games tonight and the opportunity for four more teams to advance. Those teams would be Boston, Carolina, Colorado, and Vancouver. Welcome into Sabres Live. On the heels of a night where two games that went the way of the Panthers and the Stars and Florida moving on, which prompts a lot of questions, which was most importantly their balance throughout the roster. I think they exhibited that pretty well. They obviously leaned on the high-end guys, but the fact that they, you know, this series wasn't nearly as ornery as what we saw 4 years ago against the Lightning, and the fact that Sam Bennett didn't play all the games but will get extra rest now for what will presumably be a heavier series against the Boston Bruins or Toronto Maple Leafs. Pretty comfortable, I would say. Not that you ever want to use that word at this time of year, but nice position to be in for the Panthers here after a five-game ouster.
This is a perfect position to be in for the Florida Panthers. Number one, I felt like they played extremely well throughout the whole series and in some close games. And, you know, and then they were able to separate themselves from where Tampa was. A lot of people going in, and I was one of them as well, saying, I don't know if Florida, because they seem to be the more indisciplined team, will be able to keep Tampa's power play at bay. Well, they did that, right? Even getting a shorthanded goal by Barkov. But they still took penalties, but they played to who they are. That's what Florida did. They played to who they are. Bobrovsky was really good in net.
Well, he was better than Vasilevsky, right? I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, and just, you know, oh my gosh. I saw so many stuff on social media yesterday because people were upset that Bobrovsky got a Vezina nomination yesterday.
He should win, well, in my opinion. He was, to me, he was the best goalie that I saw this year.
So So I am more leaning towards you. I still think Connor Hellebuyck for me was the better goaltender, but I'm leaning more towards you than saying there was people out there, not gonna name name, that were like, Bobrovsky wasn't even the best goalie in his team. Are you kidding me? Like, in this, are these are like people that cover the league. I'm like, this was absolutely ridiculous. But Bobrovsky was really good in round one, and he's got another step to go. And that's why I'm thinking, like, this could be a big difference for Florida, is that there's another step for Sergei Bobrovsky to get to. And then after that, Tampa, here's again, you and me, but people in general like to complain. Oh, look at Tampa, their circumvention of the cap and long-term IR.
Don't lump me in there. I've never complained about it.
I said we, and then I said us included. I did say us included.
But I'm not included. I don't complain about it.
That's what I'm saying.
I literally don't.
No, us excluded. Sorry, did I say excluded?
Okay.
Us excluded. I didn't mean included. Us excluded. The rules are the rules. You play by the rules. If you have long-term IR people and whatever.
How happy I would be if the Sabres had $110 million payroll had seven guys that were future All-Stars sitting on IR?
Yeah, exactly. They came back for game four, they came back for the second round, who cares? But nobody talks about it when Tampa, who's the second biggest payroll in the National Hockey League right now, at $93 million, $10 million over, they're out. Toronto, who's the number one payroll right now at $97 million, is going to be out. Like in Vegas now is they're
going to
be out.
Toronto,
I'm not going to include you in that. That's my analysis. They're gonna be out. So, but nobody talks about it when it doesn't work. When you spend how do you feel being Tampa right now? Since we spent almost $100 million this year and we lost in five, right? I mean, that's really what it comes down to. Everybody points to Tampa winning the cup with Kucherov saying, his whole thing, and they were $18 million over the cap, and then Vegas last year. Yeah, it worked a couple of times, but it also doesn't guarantee you anything.
Right, and the reality is every team that wins, regardless of whether they overspend to get that win, they will be negatively affected in the years following. It's just a simple fact, and you have to try to navigate your way out of it. And now the Lightning have one of the biggest challenges they've ever had, although they have often found themselves in this exact situation, because this is not the first time that Steven Stamkos has been staring down unrestricted free agency. If anything, it's the strangest thing to me that an all-time franchise leader again finds it, why are the deals never done ahead of time with Stamkos? What more does this man have to do to get the deals ahead of time so we don't have to do this? But it started before he got into the NHL with the Seen Stamkos campaign. It has happened.
I forgot about that,
He's going home to Toronto. He's going home to Toronto, right? And then, stays in Tampa. And here we are again. Now, it was...
Okay, well, I'm going to continue the whole, I'm going to play on the... If I get a chance to run into Steven Stamkos the next few weeks here, I'm going to say, hey, Tampa is disrespecting you. Tampa, you shouldn't go back to Tampa. You should
explore
the market.
But who are you working for when you're doing this?
Look at the hat I've got on, Duffer. I'm working for the Buffalo Sabres right now.
The problem is, Marty, I have a tough time staring directly at you and not seeing you as a man of many hats. This is the problem.
I do have many hats. I could put my Too Many Men hat from Shayna's in our podcast, which I got to get you and Jeff, by the way. But look, I would look at Steven Stamkos and I'd say, hey, they're totally disrespecting you. They don't want you. They gave everybody extension. They don't give you extension. You need to go somewhere where they would like you. And that place could be here. I'm just saying, look, what's the number one issue with the Sabres last year and a half was the power play. Oh, you know what? Steven Stamkos, last 3 years, top five in power play goals. I think that could help, right? Still top 15 in goals in the last 3 years, still got 40, and he's only 34. And this is not a time where Sabres got to look at, say, hey, let's get another 23-year-old, 24-year-old. Go get it. I'm not saying that Steven Stamkos is going to be available. I'm not even saying that Steven Stamkos would want to come to Buffalo. But if I'm doing my PR, campaign, I'm gonna find out where Steven Stamkos is over the next few weeks here, and I'm gonna try to bump into him at the local coffee shop and mention all of those things.
Well, good for you, because I will undoubtedly be in sunny Florida. So good luck with that. First part first. Do you think he actually goes to market?
Yes.
Okay. So then what would his short
list? Because he's not retiring.
No, I know, but they could easily sign him tomorrow, is what I'm saying. We've got 2 months of this nonsense.
Yeah, so. And then Patrice Bergeron did that 2 years ago, 3 years ago, right? Where he was the last player off the ice, hugged every Bruins, and then he came back for one more year.
There was actually very little emotion from Stamkos last night.
Yeah, but it was almost like a, I don't want to say an angry Steven Stamkos. Like, he was mad he lost. He's a very competitive player. Right. But I almost feel like he's, again, that whole, like, why am I not signed? And why is this going to be like the question mark for the next 6 weeks, 2 months, right? Like, is Stamkos staying in Tampa? Like, what's going on? Like, he's probably pissed off about it. And I would be too. So,
So you don't think, he goes to market though?
I think he goes to market.
Okay. So then what's his short list?
Well, I think his short list would include Toronto. And I just, you know, like, I hear Wayne Gretzky talk about how he loved the Toronto Maple Leafs when he was a young kid and would have liked to maybe play for the Leafs. Didn't happen, right? But still, I think that there's a lot of people from Toronto that want to play for the Leafs, that grew up watching the Toronto Maple Leafs want to play there, which is fine. I would have liked to have played for the Quebec Nordiques, not so much the Canadians, but the Nordiques, just because that's where I grew up and they weren't in the league anymore, so it didn't matter. But I think the short list is going to be that, and Toronto may have that opening, because depending on what they do in the playoffs and what kind of roster changes they make, maybe they find a way to make that happen. And that's another discussion for later. But I think that Toronto would be on there. Buffalo, I'm not saying Buffalo is not on, would not be on his list, but it's an hour and a half away from home. It's close. It's you know.
But what's home anymore, though? Home is Florida, man. Like,
well, probably for him, but
not probably. Like, it's where him and his wife and family have grown up.
Yeah, and like, I'll say this, being that it's Tampa, he probably had his family down there more time than he wanted to. He probably was like, they always come down to Tampa because it's winter, it's Florida, it's nice and all of it. But I think there's probably a lot of other people that are close that it would feel like being at home. I don't know. I'm just doing my pitch sale here saying, hey, we're the closest other team to Toronto, which would be on the list.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm going to say you started it because I don't want to take responsibility for this. But let's continue the exercise by saying, if he stays in Tampa, he will be paid what per year?
Okay. If he stays in Tampa, Steven Stamkos is going to be paid $7 million per year.
Okay. What is Buffalo going to be able to pay him on an annual basis?
Buffalo could probably go to 7.5. I would say on a short-term deal, you'd give him a lot of money. Yeah, short-term. You have the cap space.
And what would he be making in Toronto?
Ooh.
Toronto, just know that if you say more than two, I'll be doing the show. You'll be doing the show by yourself the rest of the day.
Because he'd take a major make. He has to.
There's not.
Yeah.
Unless they absolutely blow the thing up, you know, they don't have a choice because they still got Tavares on the books for one more year.
Yeah. And that's the same thing with Tampa. Like, I say, what is Steven Stamkos' value on a 2-year deal? Like, he scored 40 last year, right?
He scored in every playoff game up until last night.
Exactly. Like, he was making $8 million and change. He was making 8.5. Like, it can't drop that much. He still is performing at a high, high level. A 40-goal scorer is at least a $6.5 to $7 million player. And on a short term, you know, you could do that. You could say, hey, we'll take the hit for 2 years. Cap is going up. But I don't think Tampa can do that because they're already at $75 million and they only have 16 players signed, right? Mm-hmm. So they don't have the cap flexibility. Toronto, I could see Toronto coming in and saying, you've made a lot of money in your career, Steven Stamkos. According to Cap Friendly, Steven Stamkos has made $99.5 million in his career. They can say, like, you don't need the money. I get that. But I think his fair market value would be in the 6.5 to 7.5 range on a short-term deal.
Right. So if you're the Lightning and you just outlined what their reality is and you just saw them get eliminated by Florida, where is that $7 million best spent?
Be honest with you, I think it's $2.5 million players probably to have a, you know.
Rewind to the trade deadline. There was ample insider, I use that in quotations, information that suggested Noah Hanifin wanted to go there. And it's very clear that the Lightning kind of need another kingpin on defense here, yeah. I think. And maybe not to that extent, but you know what I'm saying here? This is why I'm asking the question. This is why it's not as easy as just re-sign Stamkos if yeah. you're the Lightning. That's the problem here for them.
But it is the problem. And really, the problem is if you have a healthy Sergachev, Hedman, and Chernak, are you good with your top three in Tampa? Yeah.
But my problem with them is I think it goes beyond the top three, which is why I think they need another. You know what I mean? I think they need another $5 million defenseman. I really do.
Are you okay? And this is what I say, like, are you okay with your depth, your third line and fourth line being filled with Ace Simont and Connor Sherry and Tanner Janot?
Well, Sherry can take a hike. I mean, I could care less about that. But I mean, Ace Simont can play. Janot can play. Duclair coming back, if you get him on a reasonable term, can be effective. Again, like, you kind of raised my eyebrow yesterday on the show by saying that Florida had more depth. And I was like, I don't think so. And the Lightning scored a quarter more goals per game in the regular season. Like, they had depth. If anything, they were equal. But the difference making in the series to me was Florida's defense corps, which was healthy, and their goaltender was better than Vasilevsky, right? So I don't know. Like, there's just put it this way. No matter how much we debate how the Lightning navigate the offseason, I don't think they're going to be overtaking Florida anytime soon.
Yeah, I get that. No, they're not taking Florida anytime soon.
Do you pivot hard off of Stamkos? Because the reality is even if we retain Stamkos, it's going to be very hard for us to beat Florida moving forward. Yeah, and do they have to start some sort of phase of redeveloping this thing behind Cooch and Point and Hagel, whose contract extension kicks in next year? Like, it's the new wave, right?
It's the new wave, and they do have to readjust, and that's probably the biggest challenge that Julien Brisebois has had to do. I know they won the cups, and they every year when you win cups, obviously, you know, people make more money, and you have to make decisions. That happened with Chicago. That's happening with Tampa. That happened in Pittsburgh when they lost, you know, Bonino and Hagelin and whatever, right? It happens because your DAP gets more money. That's what happens. I still think, Duffer, and I know, and now I'm like, I almost say let's take on this argument and let's have a, you know, battle of the depth and a poll. But I still think, like, when I look at the depth of Tampa, that's their number one area of need more than adding an extra defenseman. And maybe they would want both. They would want their depth and another defenseman. But if you have to make a decision, to me, it would be where you can add a little bit more depth and not have, you know, Chafee and, you know, Tyler Mott and Glenn Denning and those guys playing your bottom six.
Scored more than Florida. The problem is they gave up almost 9/10 of a goal more.
Yeah,
it's
but
defense.
The guys
clearly
that scored,
that's the Lightning issue.
Yeah, but the guys that scored, and maybe, you know, that's going to be maybe the, I know we have Shane on Friday and maybe we'll ask her that, but I still think Tampa was a top heavy. It was Kucherov. It was Point. It was,
the,
you know, Hagel.
Statistics don't say those. That, though. They had 9 guys with 10 or more goals. Like, I don't know. Man. Yeah, I don't know. It's like we're reading off the same menu and not seeing the same ingredients. Like, I
well, I like pizza. What do you like? You know, I get what you're saying. I just, this is, you know, the way that I look at it. And I say, well, I like Florida's depth and I didn't like Tampa's depth. In the end, Florida beat them in 5. So I think that all of the ingredients that Tampa tried to put together on their menu didn't work. It didn't work because
depth forward, not including like late goals in last night's game that did anything for Florida. No, none of their bottom six did anything. Bennett wasn't there to be a factor. Like, to me, they're both built the same way when it comes to big names. And, you know,
they don't have Sam Bennett. And so it puts Lundell in the middle of Tkachuk and Verhaeghe. But if you have Lundell, Lustorainen, Nick Cousins, Erod in the bottom six, I think it's better than Tampa's bottom six. But yeah, I mean,
if Bennett and Lomberg were in there doing what they typically do, I think my commentary would be dramatically different. But anyway, I guess we might have three more rounds to debate this with the Panthers. Yeah. So
it's not where the series was played. You're right. Their top guys, Florida's top guys, and Bobrovsky were better than Tampa's top guys and Vasilevsky. That's what.
Yeah, you know what? And I mean, shame on me for perhaps not drifting towards this type of sarcasm, disbelief. You know how Shayna has presented almost every week with us what she believes to be general manager's inherent lack of knowledge about goaltenders?
Yes.
So what must Shayna think on an annual basis that it is the general manager's that vote on the Vezina? Like, of all the people in the world, she would say, these people aren't qualified to vote on the Vezina. They can't. They can't even sign the right one.
This is why I want to start an actual official goalie union that's recognized that we actually would have a say in this. And if the Vezina trophy was voted on by the goalie union every year, made up of all registered retired goaltenders, would be fantastic. Recognizing your peers.
I'm going to be really careful here because I don't think LA has one. But almost every single broadcast in the league has a former goaltender working in its broadcast capacity.
Yeah.
Is that a fair statement?
I would say probably at least three quarter of them.
Okay. So right now, broadcasters are the ones who vote for the coach of the year. So why wouldn't, to your point, ex-goaltenders who are closest to the game still, I think they should absolutely vote on the Vezina. 100%. Yeah. I don't know what broadcasters have to do with coaches of the year and why they, you know, other than they talk to them and record interviews with them.
I was going to say, you vote for the one that gives you the more information in the morning skate.
Yeah. So, I'm open to a change here because ever since they voted Jim Carrey to win the thing in like the mid-90s, I was like, seriously? Like, the guy's not going to be head of the class here for very long.
I believe he won the goalie of the year in the AHL and in the NHL at the same time. Okay.
The Capitals were allowing about 20.1 shots per game that year. It was like, come on, he's not that good. Anyway,
listen, he was the flavor of the year, flavor of the month, the mask, Jim Carrey, the movie was out. It was fantastic. It worked out perfectly. And then they traded Jim Carrey for Billy Ranford, another goalie that was on the decline at the time. But hey, talk about goalie and goalie union. He's done a good job in LA over the years because he's been there as their goalie guru for years. So good on that. But no, you're right. Bobrovsky, let's go back to that. It was good and has another level to get to, which makes Florida dangerous in the next round. And getting, you know, again, trying to go back to the Stanley Cup Finals after losing last year to Vegas.
I think he looks amazing. Has the presence of a solid backup behind him this year helped? Of course. It helped last year, too, when he was struggling and Alex Lyon was able to rescue them and get them in. But
maybe the best part of Bobrovsky is he knows how to enhance a goalie interference call, which he did twice in the game yesterday.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, as John Cooper said, give credit to Bobrovsky. He quit on the play as soon as he felt he didn't want to say flop. He didn't use the word flop, but he basically said he drew it. I'm like, both goals were contacts inside the crease. It was easy calls to be made. One Florida won the challenge because they counted a goal, and the other one, Tampa, lost the challenge. It was no goal, and they wanted it to be a goal. They were desperate.
You know that like, obviously you and John have a pretty good relationship. So you poke fun, you exchange text messages. He likes to make points about fashion. Yeah. So months down the road from now, when you see him again, please let him know that his team had no chance of winning game five based on what he wore last night. The bad combo, bad shirt, bad tie. This is like circa, this is like Gerard Gallant a couple of years ago with the Rangers in an elimination game. I'm like, dude, you're wearing a funeral outfit. What are you doing? And so, yeah, there was no lightning factor to it. There was no pop of lightning blue. I was just like, they have no chance.
Not only that, and he was trying to play the card early on. He argued something with the referee and the linesman, and then he looked on the Jumbotron and realized that he was clearly wrong. And then he's like yelling at the linesman, and he's like, hey, hey, hey. And I'm thinking he's going to go back at it. And he goes, my bad. And he tapped his chest. My bad. I just saw it. My bad. They showed him on the bench doing that. And I was like, oh, you lost it. You lost it. You don't want to give credit to the referees that much.
Well, we were going to do this. I guess we can still do it in a 30-second version. And we still have two more months to do it, potentially.
Yeah.
Stamkos or Patrick Kane? If the window was open for the Sabres to acquire either of them, sign either of them, which one would you take?
Well, to take a good line from Lindy Ruff's interview last week is that like, he's, you know, defense or offense. He started with defense and he said offense. He said right down the middle. Originally, I started with Patrick Kane. I'm like, oh, guy's a great playmaker. Would add on the power play, you know, is dynamic. And he showed last year with Detroit how dynamic he can be. And I'm like, oh, wait a second. Like, Stamkos, again, top five power play goals in the last 3 years, 40 goals this year, you know, plays the right side, which I think that's what the Sabres probably would need. And then I'm like, well, Kane could play the right side. He usually plays, Stamkos plays more the left side. Kane could play the left side, but usually plays more the right side. But I mean, with, you know, left, right, whatever, like let's move some people around. So I'm going to really sit on that barbed wire fence right now. And it hurts. It hurts. It hurts. But I can't pick one of them. I can't.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
I just can't.
Really?
Yeah, I can't.
Okay, well, you sitting on the barbed wire is not a visual that I was hoping for. And
Which one would you take?
Huh?
Which
I'm
one
the host.
You...
I don't have to answer anything. Why do you think I've survived this long?
Oh. I know. Well, okay. Then I will ask you the question. Which one do you
Well, sorry, Marty. I got to remind people that exactly. for $22, yes. you can get season ticket memberships starting at $22 a game. That's because Lindy Ruff is back with the Sabres behind the bench, and we want to see you at KeyBank Center this coming season. And indeed, all you have to do to learn more is to visit sabres.com/join. More answers, maybe, coming up. At least you didn't make that noise that you made earlier in the show, Marty. Jeff and I didn't know where that came from, and at least that didn't come out of your mouth when we prompted you with Stamkos.
There's a little sound effect for you.
More sounds of the season after this on Sabres Live.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We are unmuted and ready to roll here in the second half of the show. Marty's still wearing the same cap with which he started, which is somewhat surprising based on the dialogue in the opening half hour. How are you feeling, Marty?
I'm feeling like I'm putting the Sabres promotional pitch out there for Stamkos and Kane. And somebody just mentioned on social media about Anthony Cirelli making a, you know, if Tampa is in cap issue or whatever, wow. Maybe you trade with Tampa for Cirelli or something. Dude, I don't know. I'm just
the
looking
lineup
at all
would
options.
Be from here to the Peace Bridge among NHL teams
yes,
for Anthony
that.
Cirelli. Like, yeah,
but you know what?
Sure,
what does Tampa
idea.
Need? Tampa needs, like, they don't have a lot of prospects and a lot of players coming in. We have a ton. You can make that happen with a team that said, okay, let's see. Tampa says we have to re-sign Stamkos, but we are stuck now in a cap situation that we need to trade somebody off our cap. Cirelli is, other than Brendan Hagel, Duffer probably would be at the top of the list. And then can you package some young players and prospect maybe to get that? Everything's yes. possible.
But as you say that, you must also know that that would be the least wise thing for the Lightning to do, is to keep Stamkos over Cirelli at this point.
They like Cirelli has mistakes. They got to start making mistakes. They haven't made a lot. That's why they won two in a row and went to three straight cups. But at some point, they're going to, you know, fall down a booby trap, and we got to start setting them up.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, Cirelli is that a dream type of player. 100%, you would want the Sabres to get him. Like, he, you know, between everything that he and Hagel bring, which allows them to complement the best skilled players on that team. Man, it's a beautiful sight when it works, but the problem is Florida's got seemingly just as many of those guys now, and that's why the Panthers move on. Dallas is not moving on yet, but they are going home with a 2-2 series saw-off thanks to another road win last night, one in which Wyatt Johnston was once again a major presence in this one, and I would say that the black glove of Logan Thompson was not a game breaker last night for
was not a game breaker. Neither was his gold blocker, which Dallas is really, really looking to take advantage of. We saw Wyatt Johnson score the overtime winning goal going short side as Thompson was going reverse VH and a drive to the net. The Dadonov goal was from the goal line. He turned around. He didn't even hesitate. He said, I'm throwing it on net short side, and it worked. You're right. Wyatt Johnson was by far the best Dallas Stars. And then Roope Hintz is good, and Matt Duchene was really good. Should have drawn a couple of penalties that somehow they put the whistles in their pockets, which is fine. But, like, Vegas is concerning me, not because of Logan Thompson right now, because nobody is doing anything much offensively. Like, Jack Eichel had legs. Jack Eichel moved. And he was the same way in game three. But there's nobody else helping him right now getting anything done offensively, which is a big issue for the Vegas Golden Knights right now.
I mentioned it briefly yesterday and maybe didn't finish the thought the way I would have liked. The lack of production throughout Vegas's lineup is surprising to me because of the zeros that many on their blue line have. What I failed to acknowledge is that Noah Hanifin is doing wonderful things. And Braden McNabb is once again showing that he can do anything asked in the postseason. He has been so good. But I can't explain why there's been nothing from Pietrangelo, nothing from Theodore, nothing from White Cloud. Like Martinez, for all of his overtime glory in his scoring in his NHL career, doesn't need to be that guy anymore. But this is going to sound like the most ridiculous cliche, which I try to avoid. But Alex Pietrangelo actually looks like he's trying too hard. Like every time he's in a situation.
He's the old PK Subban when he's digging holes into the ice, trying to skate hard. Like it doesn't work that way.
The puck comes to him, and instead of like a clean release one time, where he like falls down on his face.
I thought he broke his stick one time when he missed on the one timer.
Yeah.
No, he just whiffed. He's like tin cup, right? Like the Kevin Costner movie. Like you got to start putting the T's over your right ear and put your change in your left pocket and rolled up your right sock, because he is whiffing on clear attempts that are not bouncing. It's awful. And
so bizarre. And I remember how good Theodore was last year. Oh my gosh. Like this is, you know, this is incredible how he is clearly like a top 10 defenseman in the NHL, if not top five. Yeah. And then, I mean, again, small sample size, right? And again, this group as a group has not played a lot together this year. That's just a fact. But it's still hard to believe.
Mark Stone is playing frustrated right now. Yeah. Look, again, we talked about the salary cap with Tampa in the first segment in Toronto, and we talked about Vegas. Mark Stone, like, it was scripted. He scored the first goal of the series. Coming back in his first game, gets a deflection, first goal. That's it. That's all he's gotten in four games. It's a goal. Tomas Hertl, same thing, right? The guy is missing until the last week of the season, played a couple of games. Look at this cap circumvention. He's got a goal in the series. He's not like Hurdle's a minus four with one goal. Chandler
Stephenson.
Yeah, but
he's also the best faceoff player in the NHL by a landslide.
Who's that?
Hertl. Like, Hertl. Oh my gosh. I've never seen a guy walk into every draw and just have the ridiculous, like, no, I'm going to win it as he does. It's crazy.
He's hitting at 55.7% right now, but it feels like he's winning 90% of them. That's the way it is. Chandler Stephenson, a really good depth piece that needs to enhance your offense, has got one assist.
UFA
too. Yeah, you're right. It's going to be like, I thought there's no way they were going to be able to retain both Marchessault and Chandler Stephenson. And now I'm thinking maybe they can make Marchessault work, but they're going to let Stephenson walk.
So let's go back to first half hour. Stamkos, Kane, Stevenson. Which type of player is the player best suited to help Buffalo fill out its top nine?
Your first two guys, Stamkos and Kane. I want a guy that can put the puck in the net, can make plays, can be an impact player on the power play, because that is the number one area of, well, maybe it's not number one area of need. I still think like your defensive structure and all of this is something that Lindy Ruff and his staff are
really
working on.
Which is why I'm pushing Stevenson ahead of the other two.
But I think that, you know what? I think that Dylan Cousins can become that guy. And I feel like, I'm not saying right now he's not embracing that role, but at one point, like, you are going to have to embrace that role because you're that guy. You're that guy that needs to be in that role of what a Chandler Stephenson plus, because Dylan Cousins, I believe, could be a Chandler Stephenson plus, plus, plus. And so he's got to play in that role. I wouldn't go for the Stephenson type just yet because the UFA, and I think he'll command a sizable contract. But
what's sizable for Chandler? He's never made over three in his career. What's he going to get? 4.9? Like,
ooh, yeah, I think. Okay. So let me see. Our buddy James Finch had the prediction. He had five at 5.7 million. That was his projection. I think if you pay Chandler Stephenson $5.5 to $6 million on a longer, like, 5-year deal,
give him five times five. See how he feels about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I think he's going to be UFA, and there's some. You know, we talk about there's always a crazy GM that goes out and says, oh, we're going to spend money. Exactly. Utah's going to make a splash. you know, so they may do that.
Yeah. Well, the whole point of it was, and you got there eventually, was that you can't just look for a power play guy to add to the offense, which dipped this year. They need, especially with this coach, a well-rounded player. I feel like historically, meaning the last few years, when Vegas has struggled injury-wise, Chandler Stephenson has the ability to take on more. And then you go, wow, this guy's even better than I thought he was. It would be a different scenario for sure. Every team makeup is completely different, but Stephenson comes in at the better end of the age spectrum than Kane and Stamkos, and presumably contractually as well. But we're a long way from that. If I changed that question to Stamkos / Kane / Marchessault, what would it have been?
I really like Jonathan Marchessault, but I still would go more towards Stamkos and Kane. Mm-hmm. Marchessault is a better rounded player. Mm-hmm.
Then what he gets credit for?
Yes. I think he's a better rounded player than what he gets credit for. The numbers, the points, the goals, whatever, is always going to be the number one thing you see. But he's good in a lot of different aspects of the ice. Jonathan Marchessault, and there's a connection there for me, is a Matt Zuccarello plus. Okay. And the reason why I say there's a connection there is because Zuccarello and Marchessault played together with the Hartford Wolfpack when I was with the New York Rangers. And Marchessault saw Zuccarello's stick that was 27 feet long for a guy that's smaller and was like, I'm going to try that. And now Marchessault has the same Zdeno Chara length stick that Zuccarello has. They very are similar type players with great offensive instinct that play a much better game that they've given credit for. Right now, Zuccarello is older than Marchessault, but I think Marchessault is a Zuccarello plus, maybe, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think that's a really, really wonderful comparison, just based on how much people know about Zuccarello, how long they've seen him, and, you know, if you're trying to draw any sort of comparison. Will anybody win a home game in that series?
Yes, it will happen. And I think this Vegas-Dallas series looks a lot like, and I hate to even bring it up, the Pittsburgh-Buffalo series that we were in 2001. We lost both games at home to Pittsburgh, and we looked dead. And then we went into Pittsburgh and won game 3 and 4, and all of a sudden looked like the better team, like Dallas is looking right now. We came home for game 5 and won that game. That was the first time a home team had won a game. Unfortunately, we went to overtime in game 6 and 7. Straka, Kasparaitis, we know what happened. But it really reminds me of that series in 2001 where Dallas looked dead in the first two, look a lot better in the next two. Vegas did the flip. Like, that's what that series in 2001 looked like.
Yeah, thanks for that trip down memory lane.
Yeah, but nobody has a Mario Lemieux though on their team. That's the thing.
Hand of God.
Oh, yeah.
Like, why did you have to bring this up? Like, how does Dom not know where the puck was? Honestly.
Because it took such a funny bounce off of Curtis Brown's foot that, yes. Again, like I say, like as a goalie, I say the best goalies, like Dominic Hasek, and the best goalies in the league sometimes have these Jedi mind tricks where they can guide the puck in their gloves in a desperate manner, right? Like, yeah, you put your stick. Mario Lemieux did the same thing. The puck was about to go up, like, in the neutral zone, and he wheeled it back to his feet. Like, he looked at it and wheeled the puck back to his feet. That's what it felt like.
You know, one question we'll have to throw out there on X someday is, did we bury the lead? Like, do people ever, like, tune into our show and find themselves, like, 40 minutes in, and they go, why are they not talking about something relevant, like the big story? Like, I don't know about you, but, like, I walk away from this show on a regular basis going, like, what did I miss? What did I do wrong? You know, did we?
Don't include me in that. I walk away from the show saying, that was a great show. Let's do it again tomorrow.
You are incredibly positive. I will give you that. But here's the thing. So I was in Bandit Land on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Saturday night.
Yes.
I don't know how many lacrosse games I have attended in person since I was 7 years old in my lacrosse hotbed hometown of Whitby, Ontario. And then in the pro ranks, right? It's in the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of playoffs and national championships and whatever. And I'm sitting there going, oh my gosh, like this feels, this is crazy. Like this is one of the best ones ever, right?
Yep.
And so sure enough, like the Bandits win in overtime. And like what a sight it was. You mentioned like how 4 minutes of back and forth in sudden
tension.
Death. It's like watching a basketball game being sudden death, right? Like yeah. You've got a shot clock, like it could end here. It's likely going to end here, right? So the moment happens, Josh scores the goal, and it's crazy because he's almost like, I knew I was going to score the winner, right? Like the posture, the body language, and you know, the fact that there had been bedlam at the end of regulation for less than 15 seconds when the Bandits thought they had won, but it was too late. But anyway, I go on after this game to read Bud Bailey's recap, and you can find Bud on X. He still does a tremendous job covering this team. His passion for the game is as high as anybody in this marketplace and always has been. Bud wrote in his game recap that this was just the second time in Bandits franchise history that they won a playoff game in overtime, with the first one being John Tavares behind the back shot in the championship game of the Bandits' first year in 1992 to win the title.
Wow.
And so, like, it's just, you know how sometimes you just have that feeling when you're witnessing a sporting event and you're thinking, this is kind of historic. And so I built it up yesterday on the show, like historic win for the Bandits. And then I forgot to tell you like what the actual story was. So apologies for the long delay on that. But
this video on MSG of John Tavares's playoff goal in 1992 is just unreal. Number one, those goalie masks that they used to wear, all the players had the Billy Smith goalie looking like mask, was unbelievable. But the fact that he pulled a behind the back shot in overtime when the game is on the line like this, like that type of game, like it's just unheard of. Like, oh my gosh, crazy. And that's why he's the GOAT. He's the legend. That is John Tavares. But when you said that, did we bury the lead? I thought maybe you wanted to talk about how the Lakers were eliminated yesterday by the Denver Nuggets. And the Lakers led in almost every game. Like the Nuggets had 40 minutes of lead time in five games, and they won in five. Like it was incredible. But yeah, I thought that's what you were going to talk about, how LeBron is out.
No, but what I needed to do was re-promote this Bandits series with Toronto that starts this weekend in Hamilton on Friday, and then the home game is on Sunday because the start time has changed. So it's Sunday at 5:30 at KeyBank Center. So make note of that. Tickets for game two of this NLL semifinal are on sale now at bandits.com. What a weekend it promises to be once again between the Bandits and the Rock. We're back after this.
With more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Happy birthday to Buffalo's own Tim Kennedy. He's getting closer to 40, so we wish him a great day. And Marty, we have to rapid fire through the four games tonight. All 3-1 series leads. Toronto, Boston, who wins?
Boston, sorry. I don't know why I said Toronto. Boston.
Islanders, Carolina.
Carolina.
Colorado, Winnipeg.
Colorado.
Nashville, Vancouver.
I'm going to say the Nashville Predators are going to squeak that one out.
See? We can walk away from this saying it was a great show. We'll see you tomorrow.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!